This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Christine Wong
and Audrey Raj.
Audrey Raj. So where have you been? You disappeared during the break. Where have you been?
So I just wanted to know if, well, I mean, we work in kind of one of the coolest workplaces in Malaysia, I have to say, BFM is.
True.
And so I just wanted to find out from our general manager slash chief operating officer what she felt about our cuddling co-worker story.
Uh-huh. And?
So as I was explaining it to her, I could just see her face change. And then at the end of it, I was still expecting an answer. I was like, what do you think about this? You know, would you do that for team building at BFM? And then she just stared at me like she wasn't even going to answer me. And then just as I slammed the door, because it's like, Richard was like, 1 minute to air. And I came running in. She was like, no.
Right.
So that correct. Is the response.
That I mean, is the correct okay. response.
Well, let's use some context behind this as well. Because we have a Christmas party every year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a Secret Santa event every year, and,
yeah.
and part of that Secret Santa rotates throughout the year. It's somebody different each year, and you know, it's kind of become the norm that when you collect your present, you kind of pose on Santa's knee, right?
Yes.
And a lot of people are uncomfortable with that,
like me.
Like Christine,
I thoroughly rejected that because I did not know that was coming.
And so, but that's been a thing at BFM for years, and because it's become part of our company culture. As an outsider, Christine would look at it going, what the heck is happening here?
Yeah.
For the rest of us, we're like, oh, it's just a bit of fun.
It's tradition.
It's like tradition,
family.
Yeah. But, you know, I can see how people would misconstrue what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's get back to our initial story about customer service. If you have issues with customer service, would you prefer AI over human beings? Please do let us know. Do we have any more WhatsApp messages?
Yeah, just one of the safer ones on WhatsApp. This is not about AI, though. This is about that cuddling story again. This is Steve, and he says, I don't want to get spooned by some guy I work with, a hot girl maybe.
Ew, yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why that's not a good idea.
Yes. Okay, get us on Insta Story and on Twitter as well, of course, at BFM Radio. Moving on to story number three.
Please.
More people than ever are ditching their iPhones for burners.
Yes.
Is this all part of the Gen Zs?
Yes.
In fact, it is.
It is a trend. Okay, so new research has shown that more people than ever before, they are ditching their latest iPhones and Android phones to use what they call dumb phones or burners instead. I think here in Malaysia, the more popular term is feature phones, right? The kind of phones that only let you make or receive calls and,
right.
of course, SMS. According to Sky News, sales of so-called dumb phones or feature phones, they have they are up 5% in the past year. And this, of course, outstripped the sales of smartphones in the same period, which only rose by 2%.
This is interesting.
Yeah. So the resurgence of this, like the simple phone, is being put down to the fact that more people want to move away from social media and the pressure to be constantly online, connected and in contact. So as well as providing a way for people to switch off and be more mindful of their surroundings, these dumb phones are proving popular with some older people who find smartphones just too complex to use. Also, smartphone addiction is a very real thing. And like you were saying earlier, Rich, you know, this is also a trend that's seen with the Gen Z, because while Millennials who grew up with smartphones in their hands, who grew up with in the age of the dial-up internet, if I'm not right, because it's like from 1980s onwards, right? The Gen Zs were born with smartphones in their hands, but they are more skeptical and they're concerned about their digital footprint. I think there was a report in the New York Times in 2015 that said that many Gen Z teens will avoid being photographed in compromising positions because they're afraid that it may surface online. And so they're very cautious and concerned about these things. And so there may be a trend with these Gen Zs to delete social media, take their lives offline entirely. And so this is one of the ways that they will do that, you know, just for more mindfulness and just to be disconnected. Just grab a feature phone.
Grab an old school phone.
Yeah.
Chris, what do you think about this?
I think this is really interesting. I think that if you're trying to get away from like the kind of addictive addictive part of the thing. When I was a kid, I had like a dumb phone, I guess, but it had like games on it and stuff. And I spent just as much time on that phone as I do on my current phone, to be honest. Because the moment I got a phone, it was such a privilege. And I you know, even though there were like a grand total of 3 games on there, it was like Snake and Bounce and something else, right?
Hey, but Snake is awesome.
Snake is awesome. Mm. But like, I would spend so much time on those 3 games, even though there wasn't a lot of variety, is what I'm trying to say. So in terms of that, I don't know if that would quite solve the problem unless you really boil it down to just literally just calling and texting. Mm. But, you know, with the other thing of trying to get out of social media and stuff like that, I'm not surprised that Gen Z is starting to veer away. I think growing up in you know, an environment where you see like media like Black Mirror and stuff like that that tell you about the evils of technology, right? You know, I think it makes sense that they're more cautious. And from my experience, you know, I have a couple of Facebook friends from high school. You know, these kids have graduated high school this year, but I don't see them a lot on Facebook, for example, because I think they maybe don't really use that as much. And it's interesting because, you know, my sort of I'm on a weird line between millennial and not, kind of like a zillennial, as Arvin calls it. So, you know, I kind of walk in this weird tightrope where I see both the older generation eschewing technology, the younger generation eschewing technology, and then my kind of weird middle ground are just stuck there, you know, with a decade of our data on Facebook. So
right,
that's the thing, you know, the millennials, well, essentially slaves to the smartphones. I mean, are they so connected? Is FOMO such a big thing when it comes to their smart devices that this is a problem? Mm.
I don't know about FOMO exactly, but I know that without a lot of my, for me anyway, personally, with a lot of my social media networks, it's because I want to keep in touch with people internationally. It's because I want to keep up with news, for example, as well. So for me, I'm quite stuck. I wouldn't say I'm a slave exactly, but I am quite engraved, I guess, into social media in a way that maybe other people from other generations aren't.
Mm. I mean, I remember a period within the last couple of years when I took some time off work and I took my smart device with me, but very rarely used it. I took an older phone that was literally just the same thing, the texting and the calling.
Yeah.
And it was lovely. You know, the phone was terrible, but the experience of just having that switched off moment, but I have a phone, if you need to contact me, this is what it is. That, I mean, and I'm a big user of social media and whatever, but that it genuinely felt like freedom.
Yeah.
You know, and I say that in a really, and it feels really weird to say that as an adult, you know, who's not addicted, but uses their phone on an almost minute by minute basis.
Yeah.
You know,
agreed. You know, and that's what I try to do every single day. When I get home from work, I put my phone away from where we are. And then only if it rings do I go to the phone.
Right.
And then I just check my message before I go to bed.
Right.
I know if it's something's really urgent, someone will call.
Yeah.
But for me, essentially, I do have a feature phone past 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Because I just don't look at it unless it rings.
Right.
But then again... What will I do? How will I read my books, you know, without my smart device? Mm-hmm. I don't like that the phones are being called dumb phones. I don't think they're dumb phones. They were still great for us like 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, Snake was awesome, you know.
You could make custom ringtones. It was fantastic.
And we could customize the covers and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, maybe that's not your time.
No,
yet, Christine.
No, totally.
Like,
customized my phone this morning and you laughed at the case that I had on it. What's wrong with the case that I have?
Because it looks like it belongs to a four-year-old.
No,
okay, never mind.
Let's move on.
Okay, ladies and gents, we're going to wrap up this segment, but we do have a message on WhatsApp. What's this regarding?
Okay, this is from Will, and this is gold. He says, "Hi, my name is Will. I'm from the Netherlands, living here since 2009. Mm. I once went to a cow cuddling team building activity in the Netherlands. It was organized by a farmer who provided these sessions as a side business next to his regular farming. And so I asked him, 'Hey, Will, was it good?' And he says, 'It was lovely. The idea was that you would put on a typical blue farmer's jumpsuit, walk into the grass field, and approach one of these cows who were already waiting for the participants. You would then sit down and lie with your back to the cow. And you know that the Dutch cows are a few sizes bigger than those that we have here in Malaysia. So these animals are really impressively close by. It was a remarkable experience as these cows radiate a lot of body heat, and close by you hear their stomachs working the grass. The farmer also told us to rub them under their mouth as they especially like that. I can recommend it to anybody. Cheers. Thank you for that, Will."
I think that's the best response we've ever gotten on BizBytes to anything ever.
And the weirdest, all in one message. Thank you so much, Will. On that note, you remember doing that story not too long ago about the yoga classes where you did yoga with goats?
What?
You've not heard of this one?
This isn't a dream, Rich.
No. This is a big thing. Over in Europe, it seems to be over in Europe, they have this thing where you go to yoga classes and you do it in an area where they have wild goat.
Goat classes?
Yeah, your goat classes, where they come and the goats kind of wander around and they keep you company while you're doing your poses. I don't know what this is, but this seems to be a trending thing.
This is the best show of 2018.
Anyway,
hands down.
This is a... So let me get this straight. You put on a jumpsuit and you walk into a field and you lay down with your back against a cow.
I would do that. I would rather do that than that is utterly
ridiculous.
Hey!
Right,
stop
time for a break.
Time for a break, please. Thank you.
We're going to take a very short break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we'll be moving on to our final story, which is, of course, how Huawei have been caught faking DSLR pictures in a commercial. Listen to this. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.